WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House Communications Director says the Nobel Committee placed politics over peace by not awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to President Trump. It went to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The first phase of the peace deal in Gaza is underway as Israeli forces have withdrawn to areas specified in the White House agreement. The clock, meanwhile, ticking on a 72-hour window for Hamas to release all hostages. ABC National Security and Intelligence Analyst Mick Mulroy says,
this is a very difficult time, but obviously a very good time for the families of these hostages and Israel and the people of Gaza, which will see a substantial increase in humanitarian assistance.
National Guard troops on patrol in Memphis, the latest city where President Trump's deployed troops, but no troops in Illinois after a federal judge granted an order restraining troops from the state. The government shutdown continues and looks set to stretch into next week. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democrats at the Capitol are introducing bills they say would make college tuition cheaper. 40 years ago, the state funded about 42% of the UW system's budget. Today, the state only funds about 17%. Among other things, that's part of the reason tuition has had to keep rising. One of the bills contains $10 million block grants for both the UW system and the Wisconsin Technical College system. The goal is to keep students in class when tuition puts too much of a financial burden on them. Representative Angela Stroud, who was a college professor.
Many of my students were first-generation college students or students from working-class families. But increasingly, they were working 20 or 30 hours a week in jobs just to pay rent, to pay for their books, things that some students took for granted or that I took for granted when I was an undergraduate student.
UW-Madison already has Bucky's Tuition Promise, which helps students from low-income families go to college. This other bill would create the tuition promise for all of the UW system. These bills would need Republican support to pass. And it's homecoming weekend at UW-Madison. The festivities kick off tonight at 6 with the parade. There are some street closures near campus today to accommodate that. And the annual pep rally begins right at the end of it. There are all kinds of events, both official ones sponsored by the university and unofficial ones, like all the tailgating and parties in front yards. The Badgers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow night at 6. One of the official traditions is already filling Bascom Hill. Every year, tons of flamingos dot the grass as a fundraiser for the university. It's hosted by the UW Foundation. For every donation given today, a flamingo is put on the hill. The tradition started as a student prank in 1979, and now it's one of the university's most successful fundraisers. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
The John and Gordy Show.
Right now, we have Paul Soglin on the line, yes, former Madison mayor.
Gordy and I are kind of apolitical. We just want to
come up.
We...
well,
Paul. but here's the thing, and I say that only because we want to come up with solutions to the problems. We don't want to just call them names.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Frequent guest and former Republican operative Carlton Huffman joins the show to talk about all the day's headlines. Join me.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
92.7 WMDX. Like a podcast, but lazier.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
This is now the second time that the government has been shut down under Donald Trump, and he's in the Presidential Witness Protection Program. He's nowhere to be found. He's got time to be on the golf course, but apparently he doesn't have time to sit down with Democrats in the House and the Senate to reopen the government.
Hakeem Jeffries, Attorney Ryan with a good question, Chris. Has Trump considered what will happen if he tries to stage a military dictatorship without paying the soldiers he needs to do the dictatorship?
Okay.
So for now, we're saved by his incredible moronitude. Is that a word?
I don't think so.
Hey, guess what it's time for?
What?
The blackest hour in radio. Blackity, blackity, black. Get it all over you, MAGA. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to talk about Frangela singing When Doves Cry on karaoke for my birthday party. It is a life-changing experience. Until you bathe in it, you don't know love, you don't know life.
It's true. Because Prince asked the questions nobody wanted to answer.
That nobody wanted to answer.
That's right. Okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Why do we scream at each other?
Why?
I don't know. This is what it sounds like. Why is Mama never satisfied?
Yeah, the way you scream that, Francis, is it's all of our ids. We've all relate at some point to why is our mother never satisfied.
This is what it sounds like.
That's right. That's right.
When doves cry.
Yeah. And, yes. Also, Francis, I need to know the meaning of Rubber Band Man to you, because that also was, I've never
yeah,
quite
that
seen
was, that. Yeah, that was,
that
I
came
tried
from
to Warner.
Some deep place.
The Rubber Band Man, Rubber Band Man is like the soundtrack of my childhood.
Uh-oh. We've heard those stories.
Did you say, uh-oh?
Yeah, I don't know if you understand that your childhood memories can be triggering
they're
for everyone
like
else.
Humorous jaunts of time in my life. I don't understand what you're talking about.
See, I'm convinced that you only ever heard that song on the radio and you didn't realize how long it was.
I mean, in the sun, too.
And let me just say what's happening in Chicago, probably re-triggering your horrible childhood memories. And can I just say, Talbert Swan said, ICE is raiding black neighborhoods in Chicago, not immigrants, but U.S. citizens. This is a test run for legalized racial profiling, tax-funded Klansmen with badges terrorizing black communities under the guise of immigration enforcement. If they can do it in Chicago, they can do it anywhere. I mean, we see you. We see what you're doing, right?
And what is America doing about it? You've got the Trump administration coming down hard on Americans in their neighborhood. To me, what should happen, Chicago? Every white person should go to every black neighborhood and say, not in my town. That's what you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you can get in front of this. Otherwise, we are the canary in the coal mine. And if you don't want to come for us, guess what? You're inviting them to come for you. And I'm a smile in the back of that van because I know you coming too.
I think that this is more it. The thing that I think we have to get through our heads is that from the very beginning, Donald Trump has been clear about, I'm going to tell you who Americans are and who they aren't.
Yeah.
So they are not immigrants, whether they get here, however they come here. They are not black and brown people. They are not gay people. They're not trans people. They're not disabled people. They're not women. They're not certainly not women who are pregnant. This is how the definition becomes. This is how you create an apartheid society.
Yeah.
You know, and if we just wait for no kings, I agree with Francis. If we just wait for one day of protest, we're missing the point.
We have
to interrupt and disrupt their ability to do everything.
Can I just say the people in dinosaur costumes in Portland are giving me life? I mean, it's just they're like dancing in front of the soldiers, giving them flowers. People, you know,
that's right,
singing "This land is my land."
Yes, go and sit peacefully.
Yeah,
in a black neighborhood, take a chair and sit down. Let me tell you, like
walk
I said, I have people
walk your dog.
I have people outside my
not when Kristi Noem is there.
People.
Not in front of Kristi Noem. Don't walk your dog. But go ahead.
No,
you're right. Watching people so they can go to work, okay? Because you know why? Somebody said, you know, that's going to be part of my social justice.
Yeah.
You know, I watch Kristi Noem, and thank you, people of Chicago, in the municipal building in Broadview, for not letting her go inside to go to the bathroom.
Thank you.
But I watch her complain about being refused a bathroom while they rip people out of their bathrooms at home, children, and zip-tied two-year-olds on the street.
Yeah. And five-year-olds.
Yeah, and you know, like, it's... and you see, she gets a little bit of friction and crumbles.
Yeah.
You don't have to work hard to stop them, but you do have to show up.
Yeah. Any thoughts on him targeting Letitia James? I'm sure, once again, total coincidence, it's a black woman, but your thoughts?
You know, I think when they gave us that list, the starter list, I think my assumption is that all of those people know it's coming.
Yeah.
like Adam Schiff has his lawyer legal team set up. Everybody should know it's coming. There doesn't have to actually be, now that they got that, what's her name? Lindsay?
Halligan. Lindsay Halligan. Yes.
Yeah, her
beauty pageant lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah, but she also, you know,
she's a shampoo model.
Yes. That works for me. She's a shampoo model, but like not a good American shampoo. Not like brand. Like something cheap like Suave.
Off brand.
You know, really, what's Suave. The cheapest store brand?
Suave.
Or Hoof and Mane. I could see her being that Hoof and Mane one.
You know what? People love Hoof and Mane. Don't you come for Hoof and Mane.
Hoof
like
and Mane
that.
Is well, actually just, a good shampoo.
It fits her, though. Like her...
Yeah,
I get it. You're right.
Yeah. Someone was like, I wish Letitia James would represent herself just to go up against Lindsay Halligan. I mean,
dude. Okay. What you should do is hire homegirl that who's gonna get indicted.
Oh yeah.
I don't know know if she could practice in New York.
Oh, man.
Not Letitia, the other lady.
Oh, Fonnie Willis.
Fonnie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I love this. Stephanie says, God, I wish we had Joe Biden grocery prices right now. Because, you know, y'all, this is about the price of eggs. Tim says, the find out phase where MAGA is finding out groceries and health care were lower under Biden is proving to be the longest of the longest, most excruciating, longest find out phase ever. Mm-hmm.
But they don't care.
No, like, this was never about that.
I've said it the whole time. That was a lie. That was a cover for their racism. They're in it for this.
We have a bit literally called the worst lie you could tell yourself, okay? This is the worst lie you could tell yourself, MAGA, was I voted for him because of the economy.
It makes no kind of sense.
It's a lie. Yeah. It's a lie you're telling yourself. And they believe it.
Jeffrey posted, yesterday Tom Nichols wrote a piece in The Atlantic decrying politicians for swearing too much. Me, I'm with Kamala. These motherfuckers are crazy. I am with my president, Kamala Harris. That was fantastic.
Till I want to be buried in it. Harris Walls
shirt.
My Hillary hat.
But, you know, this is a reality why we're winning the shutdown fight, you know, politically. Our friend Jess Piper, who we did Kansas City Sexy Liberal with, don't bring up me ordering broccoli at the barbecue place again. Just don't. Give me that look.
Well, they put your picture up. They're never letting you back in ever.
No.
Just don't do that.
Have you seen this woman?
Me with broccoli. Anyway, Jess Piper said, I just scheduled a procedure for December because I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford health insurance in January. That's what, you know, this is about. And them protecting pedophiles. And it's not going well for them.
We don't have a functioning Congress because they are too busy protecting pedophiles. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Johnson.
Right. And I have to say every time, MAGA, you voted for it. You voted for people who are protecting pedophiles. I'm going to say it over and over. And that's what you did with your vote.
Yeah.
That's what you support.
And with your vote, what you decided to and said is that I am going to protect pedophiles with my vote.
Yeah. Well, if Eric Swalwell is right, and he certainly seems to have the inside track, he said this is, you know, about to break, that there's going to be a jailbreak of 100, you know, or so Republicans are going to, they can't sustain this any longer. This is not playing with anybody, including the MAGA base, right?
I mean, do they care? Like, I've yet to see, there have been so many opportunities for the Republicans to back away from Trump. There have been so many just straight up opportunities where they could justify in their little crazy Republican world what they're doing. And they never do. I think John Holloman was saying this the other day on Nicole Wallace. It's like if we keep thinking there'll be something that happens
that triggers
some result
them
from this, that triggers them into breaking ranks. And so far, the only thing that's shook loose at all is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And that's not a stable, that's not something you can count
that's
on.
That's not a stable element in the periodic table.
No, you can't. I'm going to tell you something. That's not edible fruit from the tree.
It's low-hanging, but not edible.
There's so many subjects for Angela. Attorney Ryan said, simply calling people on a boat narco-terrorists without proof does not mean it's okay to blow them up. There must be an arrest, a trial, a conviction, then sentencing without due process. It's just murder. I mean, he commits... and this is a guy I thought he's supposed to get the Nobel Prize. I mean, he commits a crime literally, I don't know, an hour.
But here's the thing. People are talking about us holding him accountable. Where's the international community on that?
Yeah.
Why am I not hearing? And maybe they are. But why am I have not seen this outcry of how dare the United States do this from other world leaders? I haven't, and I feel like. Over and over again, we just see people just sort of act like something isn't happening.
Thank you, Angela. Let me tell you something, America. Either we break this system or we slowly, and which is quickly for the government, allow Trump to do it.
Here's the thing.
One way or another, what you call reality or the norm will no longer be.
It's not.
I keep saying from Pam Bondi's ridiculous non-testimony, I said these people do not seem like they think there will ever be a transfer of power again.
No,
that they will ever face
the they're not worried about an election.
Well, this
they
is the,
are not worried about an election. I hear it all day long. People talking about on all the
26.
You know,
well, here's
like,
what.
Look,
here's what we really.
This is unpopular.
Yeah, here's what we really need to keep our eyes on, Frangela. Dominion Voting Systems has been acquired by Liberty Vote, a company led by a former Republican election official, Scott Leindecker, for an undisclosed amount, according to Axios. I mean. Man, Democrats got a lot of work to do, but that seems like job one is making sure we actually have a free.
They're not going to let that election put them out of power. They're not. They're going to. Their plan is to make sure that most of the places they wouldn't vote for them can't vote.
Yeah. Well, I mean, J.B. Pritzker's saying
of every place else.
That's what they're doing with troops. They're going to send them to polling places, you know, to intimidate people.
Yes. So, yeah. They're already showing you what they'll do when you aren't anywhere near a voting booth.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and let me remind you, not only are they agitating on the side of the citizen, but they're also agitating the troops. They're also agitating the agents. They're this is the thing, all of it.
Yeah.
So that's our problem are the people on that side who are agitated as well. We're agitated. They're agitated as well.
They're trying to. I don't know what else is a recipe for civil war than saying red state militias, you go to blue states and try to incite violence.
That's right.
I mean, and him saying out loud, Insurrection Act. I'm
yes,
going
calling
to invoke
Democrats
the,
insurrectionists because they oppose his policy.
Right. Right.
That's what he's done this week.
Right.
He has used the same language across anybody who disagrees with him.
Yep.
No matter how they disagree.
Hear
it and see it.
We're being wrapped by our Gen Z overlords.
Scary.
21. Tony, I got this. Don't glaze me. I got it. Right. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Zeba. Happy Z spelled backwards. You know why it's happy? Because you stop snoring.
Yeah.
And then everything's better.
Well, it's a seatbelt for your tongue.
There you go. People think it comes from your nose. It doesn't. It comes from your tongue. I'm just telling you. Zeba is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt. The tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zeba also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zeba with every order. They'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zeba.com and use the code PINK or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's ZYPPAH.com and the code is PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity. equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Steffi. You're so fine,
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Fridays with Frangela. Frangela, I don't know if you're keeping up. Fox News got busted for using an actor, basically, to play the same guy who was like a Antifa whistleblower and also, what was it, a former Mexican mafia member. Same guy. People took screen. They have a costume department at Fox News. And then, what was the woman that was at this Antifa roundtable, all these far-right influencers? She was the blonde woman. She said she was beaten with a pole by Antifa.
Yeah. Oh.
So this is Tommy says she couldn't be bothered to change her dress, but definitely had time to wipe her press or black eye away. Look at the timestamp. Sad, but the willfully ignorant Trumpers and MAGAs won't notice. Also funny because they won't notice. She's obviously acting. She didn't have a black eye.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all a show.
Yeah. And it should be illegal.
Yep.
We just did a story on The Final Word yesterday about politicians putting out fake images from Portland.
Republicans in Portland putting out fake images to justify having the National Guard there of, like, the city on fire.
They used footage that was supposed to be Chicago, and there's palm trees in it. It was from Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't even be bothered to go, do palm trees grow in Chicago? Like,
they don't care. They don't care. It's theater.
It should be illegal.
Yeah.
Right?
It should be illegal for officials to do that.
And they should lose their job, and somebody should be coming after them. Instead, the system rewards that behavior. You get a better job for protecting the system.
Here's my beef. Have you seen Trump on Fox and Friends lately? So it's a white couch, and he is clearly on like a pee-pee pad. Anyone that has raised a puppy, he's sitting on a black pad. And Chris says, why is he the only one on a pad? How do they explain that to him? What happened before the pad that makes Fox and Friends now use the pad? Does the White House bring it back and forth, or does Fox provide it? Who washes it for the next time? So many questions. He's clearly an incompetent, an incontinent, demented mess.
Both.
Incontinent,
both.
Incompetent, you know,
both.
What's,
yeah.
Same thing,
yeah.
It's all the ends.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
20.
Yeah, I don't, and you know, maybe it's a booster seat? I don't know.
29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela.
WMDX, talk radio that actually talks to you. Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you drive down John Nolan this weekend, enjoy the view, because it'll be years before you have that same experience. Construction begins on Monday to redo the whole road. That's a huge undertaking for one of Madison's busiest thoroughfares and one of the most crowded ways to get downtown. Portions of John Nolan will be down to one lane in each direction, and they'll stay that way for a while. Construction is expected to take 2 years. Now for our weekly check of prices at the pump, here's Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.77 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 20.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 22.7 cents lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 0.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon. The national average is down 10.8 cents from a month ago and stands 4.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country.
And hundreds of people in Dane County vowed to reduce their use of a car last month. They biked, took the bus, carpooled. The goal was to do anything that saved the environment from extra pollution. They logged their progress throughout September. And together, more than 300 people saved the equivalent of 17 tons of carbon dioxide from going into the air. Total, they saved about $12,000. There will be another one of these challenges in the spring. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies developing for your Friday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs of the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear and lower 40s. On Saturday, sunshine, upper 60s, warmer Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 54.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Jennifer Sullivan of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. We break down what's going on with MAGA's refusal to talk about making healthcare affordable for Americans under the ACA.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
studies that show the countries that use the most the highest level of autism. Cuba has the highest, the lowest level in the world of acetaminophen use, and it has the lowest autism rate in the world. So this is not dispositive. It is not proof. We're doing the studies to make the proof.
Oh, so they see a correlation, so they're going to do the studies to... Just sure. To come up with the proof.
Can I say he's doing a really bad impression of my impression of Katharine Hepburn? He's not doing it right. Okay. I can't. This is the latest craziness. Frangela, the something circumcision, Tylenol, something autism. And apparently Trump has been studying little boy penises for quite some time, so that's how he knows this is...
I don't know how we got here, but... To try to explain away a small penis and blame it on autism and circumcision? Come on.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten the Nobel Prize for Science, Donald Trump. So here is give me a Manu Raju and Senator Dick Durbin on the Middle East.
Do you think that Trump deserves credit for this?
Yes, if it works.
There are people on the right calling for him to get the Nobel Peace Prize. What do you say to that?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So what was the White House spokesperson? Is Donald Trump has the heart of a humanitarian and his Nobel Prize, blah, blah. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
To boaters in Venezuela. Like, I don't... like...
Yeah. Someone fighting fascism, you know, against his buddy Maduro is who won it. And a Latina woman. Ha-ha! I mean, the fact that we're even... talking about Donald Trump. First of all, we just keep saying, as with everything with Donald Trump, follow the money, right? You know, Qatar's the one that gave him the bribe planes. He was mad at Netanyahu because he has business in Qatar. That's where Jared's, you know, I'm sure over there getting money again. It's just, the whole thing is so like, and as Chris said, this has been going on 11 billion years. We all hope, every sentient being hopes that the violence stops in Gaza and that the hostages come home. But, you know.
It hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't helped them.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet. You know, when the 20 live hostages come home and the remains of the other hostages come home, I'll be happy that they're home. Absolutely. Right. When Gazans can move back into some semblance of what's left.
And he's such a liar and he's self-aggrandizing that you just never know what to believe. I don't trust Netanyahu or Hamas.
No.
So
no.
It's hard to know.
And I'm supposed to trust Tony Blair too?
Right.
See, this is my thing. This piece, what I can tell you is, although I wish otherwise, it won't last if the people in charge of it are Donald Trump and anybody else, but Tony Blair.
Right.
Like, this plan is just about domination and control.
Yes.
If it can help save people's lives and bring closure for those families who sadly lost people, great. But do I think this is going to end up being good for the Palestinians long term? No.
No,
like
to be colonized by Donald Trump. Your colonizer is Donald Trump.
Yeah. And Dino Batala said the same thing about, follow how Trump's going to make money off of rebuilding Gaza. I mean, all he cares about is himself, period. And it's always been.
Like I said in hour one, that family can never do anything out of the goodness of their heart.
Right.
There always has to have an ulterior motive of making as much money as possible.
Right.
And disgusts me.
Yeah.
Yes. Because for me, and I know that avarice, right? It is why it is a sin. There just never seems to be enough.
Right.
There never seems to be enough money.
Yeah.
There never seems to be enough power. There's never enough for these people. There's nothing that stops them.
Speaking of which, just because this intersects with comedy, we didn't get to this, but Sir John Fugelsang wrote a piece. I don't know if you guys have talked at all about this, the Riyadh Comedy Festival.
Yes, okay. We're disgusted.
Yeah, John just writes, Riyadh isn't a comedy festival. It's image laundering with jokes. And he said, when I think comedy, I naturally think the woman-hating country that murdered Jamal Khashoggi and then chopped him up with a bone saw. And it says, September brought us all that FCC Kimmel drama, and now October begins with comedians performing for authoritarian libertarians who jail people for free speech and jokes. They book a lot of very famous comedians, names I don't really need to list here. It's basically the greatest comedy store green room of all time, or the saddest yard sale for integrity. He makes a good point, because I know you and I agree on this. He said, I love it when comics who whine about cancel culture at colleges then sign contracts promising not to joke about sex, religion, or the monarchy. Congrats, heroes. Comedy is the new safe space, is authoritarian dictatorships. I mean, yeah.
George Carlin, Richard Pryor,
Lenny Bruce.
Everybody is rolling in their graves. These people don't deserve to hold a microphone in their hands.
I cannot, and to me, we should name them all, and we should stop attending their shows.
Yeah,
that's right. And any company that carries them, and let's not mistake William Morris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put this together.
Well,
we're here having this conversation. These comedians didn't walk up to Saudi Arabia and say, "Pay me."
But talk about everything being about money. All the people that are caving. Right? I mean,
yes.
John says some of these guys who spent years railing against cancel culture, you can't say anything anymore. Now they're flying to a country where if you do say anything, you really don't say anything anymore. You disappear faster than a journalist at the consulate. Imagine telling your audience you won't censor yourself, then taking a gig where the entire country is censored. Mm-hmm. Right?
And agreeing to censor yourself.
This is
the problem with this idea, living with allowing a concept that as long as you get paid enough, it's okay. This was my issue with Brittany Griner. She did not deserve to be in jail.
Right.
We absolutely should have gotten her out. But why are you playing basketball in a country where women can't be you?
Yeah.
You can't be an outlet.
Ironically, because we pay women here so much less money.
Right,
yeah.
But
yeah.
That doesn't justify the behavior, because that's the same logic, you know?
Right.
I can make more money. If we keep allowing that to be your get-out-of-jail-free card,
well, there
if
was
that's
a lot
the
of money,
standard,
yeah.
if that's
like,
the standard...
I mean,
is
that,
the money.
It
is my problem. It's like, you see what happens, they turn around and go, well, this is business. So this is the only place that we've been able to have power. We got Kimmel back on the air. We did that.
Yeah.
You know, and for them to go over there, I am disgusted. Whitney Cummings, all of them.
Well, yeah, Tim,
like,
Tim Dillon. I don't know who
Pete
he is.
Pete Davidson?
But,
yeah, Pete Davidson.
Tim,
that's the most egregious
that
one.
That was the big one.
Because he's the one who went on a podcast and said, yeah, I saw the six figures and I couldn't say no.
Well,
His dad died in 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, and Frangela, I don't know who Tim Dillon is, but John writes, he admitted he was taking the gig because they offered him $375,000. He literally said, they're paying me enough to look the other way.
That's all it takes.
That's the definition of blood money, right?
Yes.
However, Tim made a joke about Saudi slavery because that's the thing these charming hosts do, and he was dropped from the festival. But he revealed that some of the top comics are pocketing $1.6 million per show. I guess that makes a guy a lot less mad about loved ones getting killed by these folks on 9/11. And it just said, you know, for that money, you don't just sell your soul. You throw in your agent's soul and your grandma's, too. I mean,
yes, and all of ours. Because all this is one authoritarian regime people to another. It's giving them this cover and giving the U.S. giving U.S. cover to it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's disgusting. And they absolutely should pay the price here for it.
Well, absolutely.
And
that should be the last show they ever see in their lives.
This is like
because. Got to go play for MAGA.
Yeah. This is like the 180 from the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Yeah.
But I just love the way John said it. He said, comedy is supposed to speak truth to power, and Riyadh comedy tiptoes around power for a tip. And let's not forget, this festival falls on the anniversary of Khashoggi's murder, and nothing says honoring the dead American resident journalist your host dismembered while he was still alive, screaming, like trying to get out your edgiest new masturbation jokes. Human Rights Watch begged these comics to call for the release of activists and journalists rotting in Saudi prisons. I'm sure some of them will after the Venmo payment has been processed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes us all
don't
look like
so.
Trump, yeah. As money-grubbing, soulless, and principleless as Trump, right?
I never need to hear from any of these people again.
You know, Jim Jeffries talking about his daughters. Please, the way that they treat women in that country, how dare you? How dare you hold a mic in your hand? How dare you?
It's vulgar.
Yeah. And by the way, can I just say, good for Jimmy Kimmel, for he's going at Trump harder than ever, you know? And boy, if that wasn't a showbiz, like, near-death experience, he also just said he'd love to have Trump on his show as a guest. Well, Trump will never do that because he is the biggest, you know, coward in the world, right? But,
yes,
what he's doing is literally speaking truth to power, right?
100%. And I don't, you know, when you think about, is that what people do? Like, how do you say to yourself, yeah, I just sold my soul for $375,000. Like, that's, I mean, $1.6 million. Really?
Yeah.
That's who you are?
That's what you cost?
Like,
is that the cost of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the old joke about? Yeah. We've established you're a whore. Now we're just haggling over the price.
Right.
So, speaking of sexy liberal tour, God tweets, you can't call yourself a global power when your air traffic control plan is basically good luck and vibes. we've said this, we're like, man, I'm glad we're not doing sexy liberal this year. I mean, there's just one terrifying story after another.
You can look out the window and see, you know, like, these pilots, I mean... If you listen to any of the audio from the pilots, as the towers are telling them that, there's not going to be anybody down here when you land.
Yeah.
So you got to call this number and see if it's all right. And the pilot's like,
it's become Second City. It's improv. Yes, and pick a runway.
speaking of that joke. Did you hear that somebody said one in five? They tried to say one in five Chicagoans is in a gang, and they were like, no, one in five Chicagoans is in an improv troupe.
Yes,
this is true.
It's true.
We talk about the least effective gang in the world is a bunch of improvisers.
Yes, and that's my weapon. Yes, and
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned Thursday the government could dismiss all the air traffic controllers who repeatedly failed to show up for the work during the shutdown.
Oh, that's good.
He said if we have a continual small subset of controllers that don't show up to work and they're the problem children, they're not getting paid.
Right? And you've made it public that you don't want a back pay.
Right. They're calling them problem children. I mean,
how dare they want to get paid? See, understand what they're trying to tell you is there's some sort of that they're the problem. As we say, we're going to take their health care, everybody's health care. We're going to not pay you and expect you to show up to work and never pay you.
Yeah.
Like,
they're overworked. They're understaffed. This is how this original horrible accident happened in D.C. is you had one controller. You're supposed to be two, one for the helicopters and one for the planes. Mm-hmm. There's one guy, you know. And anyway, it's just
they're going to take us back to the Stone Age. And they don't care because they have private planes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Fridays with the Frangela brought to you by Native Path College. And Bella, Michael from Blue Sty. Pretty Stephanie, wowzers. What an excellent day for your beautiful skin. You really do get more beautiful every day.
Oh, my God.
I guess one person's glaze is another person's huzz.
Oh,
I'm speaking Gen Z now.
God.
I'm not totally sure what that means either, but I'm sure that you're the very best at what you do. P.S. You're pretty. Well, part of from the inside, it's my Native Path College in Michael.
That's what makes her juicy.
Just and typing Stephanie in the box is what makes you young and juicy, I think. Just in any box. Well, not in any box, but you know what I'm saying. Native Path Collagen. It's the most abundant protein in your body, right? Your supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Michael, thank you. Look at that glow. I have a glow up going on. Okay. And also, you have to get the right stuff. Don't get that thing, drop the tub from Amazon. Check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer right now. Get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. The offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea.
It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa's different from other, you know, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway,
keeps so the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zipa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Happy Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zipa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
They call it Mad City, and we wear that nickname with pride. Mad about our lakes, our dogs, our bikes, our badgers, and mad about making our voices heard. Madison doesn't do anything halfway, and neither do we. 92.7 WMDX, as passionate about our community as you are. Real news and great conversation. WMDX.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Just in, Frangela, the Riyadh Comedy Festival called. They would like to book Sexy Liberal for $11 billion. Said that.
No.
I said no. Okay.
No.
No. No Hal, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna have somebody keep an eye on Hal. Although I will say that is the finest edition of Knights in White Satin I have ever heard.
And
he sang karaoke at my birthday.
You know, when there are people who can actually sing at a karaoke party,
yeah.
I think it really does affect how many more people sign
That's right. Yes. And he also did Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And then I think people just gave up.
I know. I mean, it was beautiful, too.
Yeah, no one wanted to follow you on Dove's Cry. It was just, it was a little intimidating. All right.
It's a powerful work, what we do.
Oh, speaking of entertainment, you'll be excited. I know you wanted an alternative to Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl. Turning Point USA to counter Bad Bunny with its own halftime show. It'll be the All-American halftime show?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be
great.
Will take place. It's sort of like the, you know, right-wing puppy bowl. It's like a...
Sure.
Right, it's like an alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. More information about performers and how the concert will be broadcast will be forthcoming, just stay tuned.
They have a poll on their website asking who people want.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Kid Rock, and we know.
They
don't have nobody else.
The entry that's winning is anyone who speaks English.
Well,
that's a high bar. That's a high bar.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I look forward to that.
You know, so basically, are they protesting and kind of taking a knee?
They kind of are.
During the Super Bowl over something they don't care about?
Oh, that's weird.
Want?
So curious.
That's the snark, isn't it? You're engaging in the snark? Okay.
That is the snark.
Frances, Kristi Noem is going to buy up more buildings in your hometown of Chicago. She said, because she needs a place to pee-pee. And she said they'll be buying buildings in Chicago and Portland to base their immigration operations. We're purchasing buildings in Chicago to operate out of. We're not going to back down. In fact, we're doubling down. We're going to be in more parts
of
Chicago.
That's a permanent presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understand that is an occupation.
Yeah.
You know,
and
by the way,
all because she needs a potty.
You're terrorizing restaurants employees, and now you're mad that they won't let you pee and make you a sandwich.
Also,
right.
For a party that screams about the size of government, they sure are buying up a lot of property.
Just expanding and expanding the role of government all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's John Thune on, he wants to, I'm going to guess dismantle Obamacare because the black guy did it.
Yeah.
Because it has black over, okay, yeah.
The president would like to overhaul Obamacare and give people health insurance that is higher quality and more affordable.
Oh.
But you've got Obamacare now embedded for the last 15 years. The Democrats, again, enhanced these subsidies a few years ago, so there's no income cap on it. And so, yeah, frankly, I think these are all conversations that are ripe to be had, and I think the president is more than open to sitting down and working on solutions.
Really? Because he's at the golf course. He hasn't...
Yeah.
Is that how you say I'm ready for
he hasn't called anybody together
at the meeting?
Yeah.
In other chaos and incompetence news, thousands of U.S.-bound packages shipped by UPS are trapped at hubs across the country, unable to clear the maze of new customs requirements imposed by the Trump administration. As packages flagged for customs issues pile up in UPS warehouses, the company said it has begun disposing of some of the shipments.
Oh,
listen
God.
To me. Do you know what Tom Hanks went through to save just one package for how many years on that island? You know what I'm saying?
Where is the hero? Where is a hero?
Wilson!
Right. To talk to that Wilson for years, really? And you're just throwing our packages out?
He worked for FedEx, though.
Oh.
Not UPS.
Oh, okay. Well, that was probably the difference.
Uh-huh.
Around Halloween time is diabolical. Because people's costumes are not going to get to that.
Yes, that
what
is
are we going to do?
Yes.
Morale's going to be down.
I still have a mullet wig to buy for my costume.
Oh, nice. I can't. See, now I'm excited.
You're going as what now?
What?
1980s bodybuilder.
A 1980s bodybuilder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack and I are going as Cheech and Chong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. See, so old school.
Yeah.
Now she likes old references.
Yeah. I love Cheech and Chong.
Angela and I's outfit is Hall & Oates. And guess who's playing Hall?
I don't know. Who?
Francis.
Oh. Okay.
But wasn't Hall the taller one?
You know, when you lose your black card that many times, for instance, is it just impossible to get it back? Or
blue-eyed soul, I don't know what's wrong with you. Okay.
Look, she's in, her status is unclear.
Right?
She can't go for that. No can do.
But they are, you know, I'm in negotiations with them to at least get her an appeal.
That's funny. Me playing Daryl Hall, her being Oates. That's hilarious.
That is funny.
That is funny.
Here's your next assignment. I would like you to audition for to play a Fox News character.
Oh,
that'd be fantastic.
You know who I want to be? I want to be Maria Bartolomaloma.
Bartolomaloma?
I want to be Bartolomé Loma Loma.
Your eyes are way too small.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Until then, Frangela's
Bartolomé Loma.
Final word in Idiot of the Week will have to suffice for your entertainment pleasure. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
See you Monday.
92.7 WMDX. Warning, may cause smarter dinner conversations.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I talk about the new Civic Media sports show, Make the Call, with Parker Olson and Gray Gunderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr is in the house. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 10 of the government shutdown, and House Speaker Mike Johnson's putting the blame on Democrats for the ripple effects.
Today marks the first day federal workers across America will receive a partial paycheck thanks to Democrats' obstruction to the system here.
But Democrats are blaming Republicans for refusing to negotiate. Phase one of the White House peace proposals underway in Gaza. That means Hamas is in a 72-hour window to return all hostages. Israeli forces have withdrawn to lines specified in an agreement. President Trump on social media said he's not happy with what he called China's trade hostility and threatened steeper tariffs against China. He also said he sees no reason to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping as scheduled next month. Multiple sources tell ABC News that Attorney General Pam Bondi and other senior leadership of the Justice Department was caught off guard by the indictment of New York Attorney General Letitia James. This is ABC.